Everybody, welcome back to Partly Cloudy, or the show where we take a Xamarin Forms app from zero, add in a bunch of Azure goodness to it, and just about deploy it to the App Store. So, if you remember, this is what the app looks like from last time. We have it calling out to Bing new service using some Azure functions, we're using Xamarin Forms shell, and last time we added on some super duper speedy Azure goodness to it, like using a content delivery network, Azure Front Door, using some Azure storage to deliver some images. We're moving along pretty great here. So what I want to do with this episode is do a couple little UI tweaks to make the app look exactly the way I want it to. Just tweak it here and there, make it look great. So first off, what I want to do is, if we look really close at this app, you can see there's some kind of like shadows here. It doesn't look super, super duper great. So I want to take those shadows off. And what I really want to get at is I want to make the app look the same as it does on iOS and Android. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to introduce something called Visual. And now what Visual is, it's a visual design system that was released by the Xamarin developers and the Xamarin team. And what a visual design system is that it's a certain set of predefined markers. So somebody with great design sense went through and said, all right, we want certain padding around everything. We want certain colors around everything. So it gives a great sense of how your app should look. And so by adding in this visual design system to our app, we're going to get all the benefits of somebody else's hard work, essentially for free. So let's go about and show how we can add that in. So I'm going to bring my app up. And the first thing you need to do to add in Visual is just add in this NuGet package called Xamarin.Forms.Visual. And this one is .Material because we are going to be following the Material design system. All right. So then next up, to actually, in order to put it in, is all we need to do is add in a property called visual equals material. And that's it. That's going to actually take away our shadow and make that iOS frame look more like what it would look like on Android. So let's see this app spin up and see what it looks like. All right, our app spins up, and you can see that shadow is now gone. It looks, that row looks a little bit better. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take this visual material out again, save it, and you see it came back in using hot reload. I'm going to put visual back in, and you can see it came out. So that little flat look looks, to my eyes, better. So same thing over here on my interest. We have that sign in button. So it looks all right, but it's very iOS-y. And adding in the visual goodness to it is going to make it a lot better. So back over to the My Interests page, and you can see this is where the button is. So again, all it is doing is saying visual equals material, save it, and then that button comes out looking way better. It fits in with the overall scheme of our application. Super duper cool. All right, so what you may have noticed before is, I'll jump out to the home screen, is that we're still using the Xamagon for the icon. And then if I quit the app and load it up here, we still had that blue splash screen. So let's show how we can change that so it's a little more tailored for our app. And splash screens, both on iOS and Android, there's something that we always should do, and I just want to take a minute to show how we can do that. All right, so jumping back into Visual Studio on my Mac, I am first going to go in to my assets.xc assets. Double click on that. And that's going to spin up this page here. And right now it just has app icon in that. So if I select that, I'm going to see all the app icons, these Xamagons. Well, I'm not going to deal with that quite yet because what I'm going to add in is another thing here. So I hit the plus at the bottom and I'm going to go to new image set. So that new image set pops up and it says image right away, but I'm going to change that name to cloud. So why am I changing the name to cloud? Well, because when I go to Universal, I hit 1X, I go into Newsy Icons, I'm going to pick cloud-1-ping. Hit OK, and you can see now I'm loading up my various cloud images. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this cloud as part of my splash screen. Cool. So I'm going to save my assets.xc assets, close that up. So then the next thing I want to do is, as part of the default launch or default template that you get with a Xamarin Forms app, you have this launch screen.storyboard. I'm going to right click on it and I'm going to open it with Xcode Interface Builder. So we'll let that spin up for just a sec. Cool. Now Xcode is open. So I'm going to go down here and actually pick out my launch screen.storyboard. It's going to say, all right, what kind of device do you want to preview it on? I am going to choose iPhone 11. And it already came with this question mark here. So it has like an image on there for icon-60.ping. I'm going to just go ahead and delete that. And then making sure my view is selected over on the left-hand side underneath the view controller, I'm just going to hit this plus button over on the upper right-hand side. I'm going to type in image, have an image, drag that over, do my best to align it, and then over on my image view properties on the right-hand side again, I'm just going to select cloud that pops in. Cool. Now you can see maybe my blues are a little bit different between the cloud and the background that's on there by default. So let's change that up. And what I'm going to do then is select this view, which, and then the background color. So I can do custom. That pops up this little color picker. Hit the drop box, the eyedropper. All right, looks better. So we have it going right now. And then save it out, and I will quit Xcode. Cool. All right. Next thing up is I'm going to want to change a bunch of my app icons. So when it loads on the home screen, it looks better. Back into assets.xc assets. This time I'm going to pick the app icon on top, and you see it has already a bunch of different like iPhone notifications and iPhone. I'm going to change that around. So I'm just going to select on it, and it's going to ask me what should I want. So here's a cool thing. It already tells me how big it should be. So 20 point, 29 point, 40 point. So what I've done is I have gone and selected it, and I see it already says like 20 point there. So all I have to do is go through and select which predefined image I have at the right sizes to put it in. So I'll be right back after I select them all. All right, cool. So I have them all selected. And one thing I forgot to mention before is that even though this one says 20 point, it's 2X, which means I should be selecting 40 by 40 image in here. 20 times 3 is 60. So 60 by 60 image right there for that iPhone notification. And so iPhone notification, obviously, if I get a push notification, that's the little image that would display. Cool. Now let's run the app and see what pops up. All right, the super cool cloud reading the news has shown up, and then the news does load. So I'm going to back right out here, and we see that we do have the news little icon on the home screen too. All right, super duper cool, rad, dope, anything you want to call it. Now let's see how we can do it over on the Android side as well. pop back over to my solution. I'm going to stop real quick, and then over to Droid. Now, Droid, I'm going to actually walk you through because there's a couple other steps involved with it here. So I'm going to close out everything, and I'm going to actually go into the Droid solution. So the first thing I want to do in order to get Android up and running, okay, is to pick out a icon again. So that icon is going to be just IC partly cloudy. So I'm going to go ahead and open it with the preview, and it's just that little guy reading the news again. Cool. And I put it in each of my drawable folders, like so. So the next thing I did is actually create a drawable folder and put in this XML file called background_splash.xml. Now you can call it whatever you want, but the important thing to remember here is that it's a layer list, and in that layer list, there is a drawable of just a color. So this color is going to be the background color, and then on top of that is that icy cloudy image that we just saw. So let's take a quick look at our colors that we have here, which are underneath the values folder. And so the colors here, I have a splash background, which is the color for the cloud sky, and then all the rest of my various colors that I'm going to have for the app in Android. Then finally, I want to go to the styles. And what the styles have is I'm going to have two of them. I'm going to have a splash theme base, which I'm going to say is going to have a window background of a drawable background splash, which is that XML file I just looked at, and then a slash theme, which is going to set all my various colors. Cool. So the splash theme base sets the window background of being that essentially image with its background color, and splash theme sets its colors. Now, we're getting somewhere. Finally, what I want to do is actually create a new splash activity. And the splash activity, the important part here is setting the theme. Theme equals to style splash theme, what we just created, and setting main launcher equals true. So saying, all right, this is a splash activity. This is the activity that we're going to create. And we're going to start off launching. And then once this launches, we're just going to relaunch the main activity, which is the normal Xamarin Forms activity that we usually launch. Still with me? Cool. And then in the Xamarin Forms activity, this main one usually says main launcher equals true. We're going to change that to be false. Alrighty. This launches Android application. So what this is now going to do, it should show us that splash screen that looks very similar to what iOS does. Going to launch this up, and we'll be right back when it does fire up. All right, there it is. Little guy reading the newspaper. And there we go. So really cool. And one thing that you'll notice is that above on the very top, it has like that dark blue, almost purple color. But when we swapped in, now it shows a darker red color to go with the rest of the app. So in the rep that follows this show, I will show how to do that as well. And so our app now is actually starting to look pretty cool. But you know, one thing right here, it says dark mode. I'll show maybe how to implement that, or at least link some docs and show how to implement a dark mode. But it's red. We want to maybe turn that over to black. So a quick way that we can do that is with a Xamarin Forms styles, which I will implement here in the app shell page. And a nice easy way to do that is just to do a implicit style. You can just do style target type equals switch. And then what I'm going to say here is property, or a setter, I'm sorry, property is equal to on color value. We'll have, say, black. I'll save that out. Go back here. And we can see that now goes to black on background. So what we can do then is change the accent color on Android, which would change that little knobby there to a different color as well. All right. So now we've tweaked that UI just a little bit to make it get that app looking just the way we want it to. So in the next episode, we're going to get to DevOps and start deploying the app, not to the App Store, but for our users to start testing. And as you'll see, getting it to the App Store would be just one tweak over to a different distribution group. So until then, my name is Matt Sokup, and this has been Partly Cloudy.